Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura head girls basketball coach Adam Ernest. And Coach, another season for you here at Garner Hayfield Ventura, your second. And kind of just building off of last year, now you had kind of a full, I know you had a lot of time last year leading up to the season, but you kind of had a full year with the girls and it's part of the school system. So talk about that transition from year one to year two and getting ready for the season.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can have your kind of your system, your expectations under your belt for a year and have players. We're very fortunate. We have a lot of returning seniors this year, having six seniors that, and all seniors that, that did get some experience last year. Everybody kind of knows the expectation. Everything, you know, that first year, everything's kind of fresh. They don't know what to expect. Everybody's kind of on their toes in terms of, what we're doing, and there's a lot more learning and such. Now, you know, you can kind of lean a little bit more on some leaders. They kind of know the expectation, know how we do things, know what's expected of them. But it's been great. I love it here at GHV. We got tremendous support from our community, administration, school, teachers, families, parents. It's been a tremendous experience. And, so far, great start to the practices. Players came out working their butt off. Leading into our first game at North Iowa, I think up to about 16 practices, and I think there'd be about one. I'd be like we could have performed a little bit better. Players that really came in ready to go, excited, working their butts off, and was really really proud of them. Through our preseason practices.
And Coach, you guys got started in the season taking on North Iowa on night number one, and that game there up at Buffalo Center. I think there was probably some good things for your team that come out of that game, but it comes down to just unable to get a couple of those shots to fall for your club. And you fall to North Iowa to open the season.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. It was a great learning experience. North Iowa, a lot of credit to them. We knew they had a couple games under their belt where that was our first game. And anytime you play any game on the road, it's going to be a test. And I don't care who you play, especially in this conference. Anywhere you go, it's going to be tough on the road. So, shots didn't fall. You look at kind of every single statistical category at the end of the game. Rebounding, offensive rebounding, we win. We're less turnovers, which we can rarely say. Win the free throw battle. Shot 21 more shots than them, and shots didn't fall. That's going to happen. We're especially leading the practices, capable of playing a lot better, capable of competing a lot better. But we knew coming in there, they're a rough and tumble team. They're going to be tough. They're going to hit boards. So it was a good test for your first game. And I really wanted to see, we talk a lot about attitude. It's kind of our credo. And you listen to us, how we break out our every single huddle. It's all over locker room, everything, because it's a choice. And it's the one thing we can control. You can't control when we miss a lot of shots. You can't control next play and how we approach things. So I was really anxious to get to our following two practices and see how we'd respond after a loss like that on a road, and couldn't have been proud of our team. And our preparation leading into Forest City last night.
Yeah, Coach, as you mentioned, taking on Forest City last night in a game that you guys fell behind early and then came back in that third quarter to tie the game. Let's start there, because you fall behind through much of the first half, but then got down by 11 going into halftime. What's that conversation like, and then how did you guys come out of the second half, go on a 20-9 run to start the third quarter and head to the fourth quarter tied 42-42.
Yeah, again, it was actually going to halftime. I felt all right. We felt okay, actually. We weren't too rattled because a lot of the things and the mistakes we made are they're you know stuff within our control. We didn't go into halftime, no big rah-rah speech or anything like that. We just I liked how our team was competing and how hard we were playing, and I knew things were going to fall. And we came out with some confidence. We didn't let things that didn't go right in the first half affect us in the second half, and came out and made a run. And we and girls competed their butts off. Played incredibly, incredibly hard against a very, very good Forest City team. It's very much deserving of their ranking, and it was. I was very proud of how we came out of this in the second half and how hard we competed. Just a great atmosphere for basketball around.
Yeah, that's the other thing, Coach. It's always fun when you get Forest City and GHV together because you're always going to get good crowd support as you kind of have that rivalry and a lot of the people in the stands have played at one point in this rivalry and now they're watching their sons and daughters and maybe just friends, a lot of people that don't even have kids on the teams that were there. So talk about that environment to play high school girls basketball last night.
Yeah, well, it's important to us that we put a team out and a product out that people want to come and support, and so we do a lot in the community. We do we bring in and keep our families and people close to our program and within the school and things like that very close to us. That's important, and that just getting that vested interest in our team and it really showed for our first game. I mean, it was hard to find a seat and fun atmosphere. They bring a lot of energy. At the end of the day, too, I think just the way we play, we're an easy group to get behind. Just because we our girls, credit to them, they play their butts off. They play hard. We compete, get after it. When they're up 20, down 20. We can always kind of lean back on that. And again, that's if nothing else, we just want to. We want to be a team, a program, players and the coaching staff that people can be really proud of.
Coach, what do you guys got to do now to prepare for the next part of your schedule? A couple of games here to start the season. Now you guys will ramp up with another rivalry game at West Hancock next week. You got Belmont, Clemmie, Clary, and Bishop Garrigan, your next few games coming up. What do the Cardinals got to do to find a win in one of those games?
Yeah, well, it doesn't get any easier when you hit the road here quite a bit. We got three games coming next week. We just heading into early morning Saturday practice right now. We need to focus on the details. Again, you look at even our game last night. It's a competitive game, but it's 31 turnovers, 5 of 18 from the free throw line, very crucial offensive rebounds given up, and that's how much we got to value each and every single possession when we go out there. We don't ask our players to be perfect. We don't expect our team to play perfect. We'd rather have them play loose and not overthink things. But at the end of the day, we also do realize it is those individual possessions, plays, everything's got to have a life of its own. It's important because, again, don't want to be perfect, but you just take out a few of the turnovers, you take away or you make a couple more of the free throws, you box out and don't miss offense, don't give up an offensive rebound, one or two possessions. And you see when it comes down to those close games, that makes a big difference. And so especially in a conference like this and teams that we play, going forward, it's the margin between winning and losing. It's razor thin. It's going to come down to these little details. So we'll continue to shore things up here in practices and looking forward to the competition.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks for taking some time and talking with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. Best of luck to the Cardinals over the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys' support and coverage of our team.
That's Garner Hayfield, Ventura head girls basketball coach, Adam Ernest.